Answer a question in the group. I think Brian, group member of the group, asked a question about vehicle search and documents, looking for documents in motor vehicle, and what the case was regarding that, what you can search, what you can't search. And I'm sure we've done a video on this before, but for the guys who are new to the group, you can go back and use the search feature now that we have in the Facebook group. If you see the video up a little bit top, you're looking for certain videos, you can now search by keyword, and the videos that are associated with those keywords are going to show up and pop up. But we're going to go over searching for vehicle documents. And the case is State versus Boykins. Okay. And you can also check out State versus Holmgren, 1995. Searches of evidence of ownership for vehicle documents. This really goes out for the Jersey guys. It's not really, it's kind of Jersey case law, but maybe you guys have something similar in your other states. But basically what it says is you can only search for a vehicle registration card. And where can you search? It only allows the officer to search the glove box, center console, and visor. And you kind of really have to prove this. So my advice to you is go for a consent search if you're really trying to get into the car. Don't take a cheap, easy way out trying to get to search a glove box center console to try to find something. Because the problem is this. When you have an MDT and you run somebody's, by an MDT is a mobile data terminal, a computer in a car. When you run somebody's plate or information and it tells you that it's registered to Tom Jones or Steve Smith, and then you pull the car over, you have all the registration stuff on your computer there, and then you go and do a vehicle document search to figure out who the registered owner is, you have a problem. So the court's going to say, again, I there's experience with it because we had a case where we got a guy with a taser. We charged him with a fourth-degree taser. And like a few weeks later, months later, I got the letter from the prosecutor's office saying that he got 364 in jail. I'm like, how'd you get a 364 on a taser, on a fourth-degree taser? That's not a lot in New Jersey for people who are watching this. And the AP, she was explaining to me, she's like, well, we have this guy. He was caught in New Brunswick with a gun, and they found the gun as a result of a credential search in a glove box. The problem is the cop had an MDT, and he was checking to see who the car was registered to when he already knew who the car was registered to. So that's already been an issue that was presented. So if you're trying to search cars, just ask for consent, call for a dog. Don't do these silly, crazy little things and try to find, we'll go for a document search. If you don't have a computer, maybe. But tough to try to pull off these days. I don't hear many guys getting anything off of a document search. If they're going to have something illegal in the car that you're going to find it irregardless of a document search or not. Now, I also want to talk about, there was a case that came out in 2017, State of New Jersey versus Julian B. Hamlet. And it says, the court's ruled, we further hold that with respect to separate warrantless search of the center console of a rental vehicle defendant was driving, the police were authorized to conduct a limited search for credentials after defendant was unable to produce his driver's license or the vehicle's registration, insurance card, and rental agreement. So the courts were cool with saying, look, you don't get rental agreement paperwork on the MDT. So if you get a rental car and they don't have the rental agreement, that's something you could search for. I'd say that's pretty cool. You're good with that one. You can read it. I'll attach the link to this. Also, just to go back a little bit, be careful of searching for registration insurance after motor vehicle crashes. There's a case that came out, and I had to just pull the name of it, but it's been out for about a year now, where there was a car that was overturned, but the guy wasn't injured. And overturned, I mean, really just flipped over upside down car. And the trooper went into the car, popped open the glove box, found a ton of drugs. And what happened was the court said that wasn't good because you had to give the driver the opportunity to retrieve the documents. You have no reasonable suspicion or PC to go into that car, even though it was flipped over. And the trooper said, like, look, I was trying to, finish and complete an accident report. I needed this stuff. And it doesn't matter. He was there. You could have asked him. He could have retrieved it. So the search was no good. Evidence suppressed. So if you're going to, anything short of a guy being an ambulance or incapacitated or going to St. Barnabas or a burn center in a helicopter, you're going to have to afford people the opportunity to get their documents. You just can't go in and get them out of a car. Now, it depends. Car on fire, and that's the only chance you get to grab them. Yeah, but this car wasn't that. It was just flipped over, and circumstances are going to change it under really, really extreme situations. But generally, you're not allowed to open doors and go into cars and pop glove boxes to find stuff to complete your accident report. Anything found during that without PC or RAS is going to be suppressed. Good stuff to know. I will attach all the cases to this regarding this video. And if you guys have questions or want me to address anything, I don't come to, I got to do an RES video coming up. Sorry, I had a long weekend. I just had a kid. So we've been really busy, but I make sure I'll dish out more content as we go along. We're just working on social media plans and strategies. So see you guys later.